Let's say hi to Ashley, because Ashley wants to get out of the 1950s and into the Brad and John Bitchin' Kitchen. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Now, we have your picture that you sent to us up on the Brad and John Facebook page. So, folks, you can go to it right now and see what we are talking about. This is a pink, stove or oven, right?
We should have paid some Pink Floyd before we brought her on.
How old is this?
So the house was built in 78. And I guess that when this was put in, this was the top of line stuff. It was this lady's dream kitchen. Unfortunately, we don't have the same dream. I have pink double ovens that are cute. They just don't really work that great. Actually, the best part, I think, which you can see on the pictures, is the wall and the ceiling is pink.
Yes.
But it's not like painted pink. It's like pink plastic, like what you find. Makes me think of like what's inside of a shower.
Oh, man. So you really need to go to work on this kitchen.
Yes, I do.
But that oven looks like it is older than that. Yeah, you said this is 1978.
Like
it looks like it's 50s or so.
That's what I thought too, but the house was built in 78.
Yeah, so the appliance
According to my husband.
I think he's lying to you. But the appliance is new? It was new in 78?
No.
No.
Well, as far as we know.
Yeah, right.
I think the oven even predates the house.
Yeah, that oven predates the house.
I think so. And I'm pretty sure that the fridge is original from when they built the house.
Yeah, the fridge looks like it's white. It doesn't match with the pink motif.
No. But I don't know if they had that, yeah. So my bathroom's actually the same, too. Pink floor to ceiling.
Well, the pink walls that you say that are covered in pink plastic or something, are the countertops white and reflecting the pink, or are the countertops pink as well?
No, the countertops are pink, too. No, the countertops are pink, too.
Oh, God.
The pink countertops.
Yeah.
Where's John Mellencamp's
pink houses?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. My husband actually, you can't see the holes. My husband had to, put boards over holes that were in the kitchen because our one-year-old kept, hiding toys in there, and, then the boards, fall on him, so... There's a lot of touch up there that you don't see in the pictures.
Throwback kitchen for sure.
You know, it's funny, these days they make, washers and dryers and things that you can get in all kinds of weird colors and things like that. I don't think you could even ask for a pink one.
No, this isn't even 1970s. Now, 1978, I know we moved into a house when I was a kid in the early 70s. That was at that time it was the coolest colors and all that. And that was oranges and avocados. And those were the colors in the 70s.
Yeah.
I think pink was a kitchen color in the 50s, maybe, maybe 60s.
Our only thought was, if it was the 70s, that was her dream, to have a pink kitchen. So maybe she didn't care if it was in style or not. That's what she wanted.
Have you ever had to call and try and get an appliance worked on or something and have a guy come in and just go, man, we don't work on that old stuff?
No, but I just haven't even bothered because I figured they can't. People figured I could sell the pink ovens, that everyone would love them and I could get good money for them. But I looked online and a lot of people are actually trying to get rid of them. But I was lucky that I got pink. I guess I've seen online a whole yellow one, a lime green one.
Yeah.
But no one wants my pink ovens, I tried.
Yeah, no, that looks like a Barbie kitchen is what it kind of looks like.
It is.
With those colors and stuff. Go to the Brad and John Facebook page. I just posted a picture of Ashley's kitchen up there. Where do you teach, Ashley?
I teach at Acme Elementary.
Excellent. All right. Well, very good. We thank you so much for listening. We got you in there. And maybe your pink kitchen will get, your Barbie kitchen will get the dream house upgrade. Okay.
Perfect. Crossing my fingers.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Ashley. Brad and John at KISM.com is where you send the email. And KISM.com and the Brad and John Facebook page for all the details on the Bitchin' Kitchen.
Did she say the bathroom matches the kitchen too? That the bathroom's pink as well?
That's the pink house.
Yeah, man.
Get the Brad and John Show on your phone.
I'm going to use the telephone number.
Go to the App Store and download the TuneIn Radio app.
Okay, we can do that.
KISM.
Do it.